Reading food nutrition labels. The first thing to say about reading food labels is how very difficult it is because the print is very small. In fact, it can be very, very small indeed. The reason for this is simply because of the amount of information that is legally required to be displayed on food labels. More importantly, the second thing to say is that for someone with diabetes, being able to understand the nutritional content of pre-packed, pre-prepared food is one of the key elements of managing the condition. What information has to be displayed by law? The legal requirements for food labelling are extensive and complex. However, labels must show, as a minimum, the following. 1. The name of the food. 2. A best before or use by date. 3. Any necessary warnings, for example, allergens. 4. Net quantity information. 5. A list of ingredients, if there is more than one. 6. The country or place of origin, if required. 7. A lot number. 8. Any special storage conditions. And 9. Instructions for use or cooking, if necessary. A full set of the government guidance can be found on the government website under food labelling and packaging.
Nutrition labelling. There is a variety of nutritional information that is displayed on food labels. Some of this is mandatory, but producers may choose to display additional information if they wish. This information is divided into two groups, back of pack and front of pack. Back of pack nutrition, that's BOP, labelling. Since December 2016, it's been mandatory for the majority of pre-packed foods to display a nutrition declaration for the product. Nutrition labels must display the amount of energy, that's calories and kilojoules, and the amount of fat, saturated fat, carbohydrates, sugars, proteins, and salt, all expressed in grams, present in 100 grams or 100 mils of the food. The amounts of energy, fat, saturated fat, carbohydrates, sugars, proteins and salt are collectively referred to as the reference intake, that's RI. In addition to these mandatory requirements, nutrition information may also be expressed per portion, provided the number of portions present in the pack is quoted. Energy. The amount of energy in foods and drinks must be shown in kilocalories, that's kcal, and kilojoules, that's kj. 1 kcal equates to 4.184 kj. As a guide, the average man needs around 2,500 kcal, that's 10,500 kj a day, to maintain his weight, and the average woman needs around 2,000 kcal, that's 8,400 kj. These amounts can vary depending on an individual's age and levels of physical activity, among other factors. For children, calorie intake will also vary depending on a number of factors, such as age and how physically active they are.
Nutrients. The fats, saturated fats, salt and sugar contained in the product are shown in grams and frequently as a percentage on the food label. This percentage is the amount of each nutrient that the product contributes to the recommended daily intake of each nutrient required for a healthy, balanced diet. The percentage figures are only included on a voluntary basis and may be included on either the back or front of packaging as shown on the illustrations below. RI values are based on an average-sized woman doing an average amount of physical activity. As part of a healthy, balanced diet, an adult's RI for a day are 1. Energy, 2,000 kcal, 8,400 kj. 2. Total fat, 70 grams. 3. Saturates, 20 grams. 4. Carbohydrate, 260 grams. 5. Total sugars, 90 grams. 6. Protein, 50 grams. And 7. Salt, 6 grams. These values can vary from person to person, but give a useful indication of how much the average person needs.
Supplementary nutrients. There is mandatory information needed for a nutrition declaration. However, information may also be provided voluntarily on some additional nutrients, such as monounsaturated fats, polyunsaturated fats, polyols, that's sugar alcohols, starch, fibre and vitamins and minerals. These are the only nutrients which may be added to supplement the mandatory nutrition declaration and can be used as required. They do not all have to be included and may be chosen to suit the particular food. Fibre is included as a supplementary nutrient on a voluntary basis.
Front of pack FOP nutrition labelling. Providing that the information has been given, many food producers also display voluntary FOP nutrition information using a colour-coded traffic light labelling system to highlight the nutrition content of prepackaged food and drink. The colours show if the product contains high, medium or low levels of energy, fat, saturates, sugars and salt. This is to help consumers understand the information at a glance and make informed food choices and manage their diet. Broadly speaking, remember it is only a quick glance guide, red means high. Red colour coding means the product is high in this nutrient and should be eaten in smaller amounts. Amber means medium. If a food label displays mainly amber indications, you can eat it most of the time. And green means low. The greener indications a label displays, the healthier the choice. Most labels carry a mixture of red, amber and greens. Try to buy products that are a mixture of amber and greens, as these are often healthier choices. However, you will see that the traffic light system only shows sugars rather than carbohydrates, including sugars, which should be an important consideration.
Ingredients and allergens. All prepacked products have to display a list of ingredients if there is more than one ingredient. This allows you to assess a product suitability for you. For example, if the product may contain ingredients to which you may be intolerant or allergic. Food producers must emphasize allergens within the ingredients listed on the label of prepacked foods. To do this, they might use bold, underline, italics, or change the colour of the text. There are 14 specified substances or products causing allergies or intolerances which must be highlighted. 1. Cereals containing gluten. 2. Crustaceans, including prawns, crabs, lobster, and crayfish. 3. Peanuts. 4. Eggs. 5. Fish. 6. Nuts, including Brazil nuts, pistachios, almonds, hazelnuts, walnuts, pecans, cashews, and macadamia nuts. 7. Soybeans. 8. Milk. 9. Celery and celeriac. 10. Mustard. 11. Sesame. 12. Lupin. 13. Mollusks, including clams, mussels, whelks, oysters and squid, and 14. Sulfur dioxide stroke sulfites, that's a preservative found in some dried fruit, but only when present in concentrations over 10 milligrams stroke kilograms or 10 milligrams stroke litre. These regulations also state that allergen information must be available for all food sold loose, not prepacked. This includes food sold from deli counters, retail outlets, and food served by mass caterers in hotels, restaurants, cafes and takeaway establishments, etc. More information on mandatory nutrition labelling can be found on the Food Standards Scotland website, and the NHS website also has information on food labelling.